We are in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Vov. But before we go to Sif Vov, I'd like to clarify something that we had learned in Sif Hay. In Sif Hay, it says, let us see the top of the Shurev. It says, V'yoytze doifen v'yvedes keichovim sheyolda v'achakach nisgayrom. These are two cases that the mila is not doiche Shabbos. So let us look in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as follows. The Yoitse Daifen, the right before Siv Kotten Yotes, Chutz mi Yoitse Daifen, Veine Yehudi Sheyolda, because the mothers are not tamei tumas leida. So now, we had spoken last week as follows. Bishloime, a woman who had a cesarean, so there's no tumas leida. The pasuk says, Isha ki sazria v'yolda zocho, you need a normal leida, the Tama Shiva Shyamim, and she's Tamei, Tumas Leida, and then over Yema Shmini Yimo Besar Allah, so over Yema Filu Beshabbos. But if it's a Yaitse Doifin, so it's not Tamei or Tumas Leida, so Mamela, it's not Yaitse Shabbos, that's Moshe. But then the second Allah, we were unable to understand. Vaivedes kechovim sheyoldo. Suppose in the cases you have a goite that had a child. Va'achakach nisgayro. And then later, so she had a child. So she's a goite, the child is a goy. Va'achakach nisgayro. And afterwards she became a geyres. So, and for some reason they want to be megayah the child. So, we have to say because she's not coming to Masleida, then the child Bechlal is not in Mila. They want to be Megaya the child, so they'll be Megaya. But what does it have to Yom HaShemini to be Deiche Shabbos? And so we didn't understand last week Pshat and the Salochim. So I would like to say Pshat and the Salochim as follows. In Yeridaya, in Simen Reish Samach Zayin, Hilchus Avodim, it says as follows. V'yesh miknas kesef shenimoyl leches. Sometimes a person purchases a goite, and she's muberes, and when the child is born, b'shusoy, so the odain is mechuyev to be mal the child. That's a miknas kesef. Keitzad, lokach shivcho, he purchased a shivcho, v'ubro imo, and she was muberes. V'yoldo, and then she had a child. Arezen nimo lishmoine. So there's a mitzvah and the odain to be mal the child. That's called miknas kesef. And the shach says, mashma afo pi shaloi tovlo. That means he purchased a goite. She wasn't tovel herself to become a shivcha knanis. Nimol leches, the child is nimol leches. That's one aloche. In Sin Beis, in Reish Samach Zayin, it says as follows. Kishem shemilas habonim doiches ha-shabbos. Just like if a person is a child, so the mila is doiches Shabbos. Kach milas ha-avodim sheheim nimoylim lishmoyne doiches ha-shabbos. So an eved that was born by another, it's also doiches ha-shabbos. Chutz מיליד בייס ומקנס כסף שלא טוב לו אימוי עד שיולדו, but if he purchased a goite and she wasn't able herself till she gave birth, שאף על פי שהם נימוילים לשמיינה, even though the child that was born by the Odoin, with a din milo lishmoine, einom doichem es ha-Shabbos. It's not doich ha-Shabbos. And why is it not doich ha-Shabbos? Because the mother is not tomei tumas leido. So that means if when she gave birth, she didn't toivel herself as yet for to become a shivcha knanis, so memeila, there's no din tumas leidus of natoi cheshabbos. So that is pshat in the mechaber over him. The mechaber speaking about oivedes kechovim means a person bought a goiter. Shayoldo, and she had a child by him. But when he bought her, when he gave birth, so she wasn't toivel herself l'shem shivchis. So the Shach says there's a din of Mila Lishmaina. You have to be malnus. He's called an odin, that's called Miknas Kesef. He purchased her. But since she is not Tomei Tumas Leid, it's not Toche Shabbos. So that is Pshat. Toivedes Kechomim Sheyolda Va'achakach Nizgayro. Nizgayro means she was able to lead it to Gomashim Faknanis. That L'chayr is Pshat in the Mechaba. But let us go to see
Vova. What's
the deal with Shah?
Is he a... What?
Is it Shah? I don't know if he's a din ever. He's a Miklas Kesem. I don't know. He's a guy. But is a din...
No, you say he's one. Of his son. He's not really.
Well, it's just, I mean, L'chair, to become an Eviknani, you need Mila and Tvila. There was no Tvila by him either. And the mother wasn't a Shimcha Knanis. So I don't know, Klo, there's a din Mila of Miknas Kesef. There's a posik of Miknas Kesef is Nimo. I feel she wasn't Taimel herself.
Is it
something out there? No, it's not there anything. Sivo. Now we'll start Sivo. Mashire Mile, things which are preparations to in order to enable us to make the Mile. She'ev she'la soysa me'erev Shabbos. They could have been done erev Shabbos. That means out the Mile alone, it doesn't have to be done in Shabbos. It can be done before Shabbos. Einam doichem es ha-Shabbos, so this is not doiche Shabbos. Mila is doiche Shabbos. But the things, the preparations that are needed for the Mila, which do not necessarily have to be done in Shabbos, they could have been taken care of before Shabbos, so this is not doiche Shabbos. Now he starts elaborating. Lefichoch, therefore, im lo'hevi izmol le'mila me'erev Shabbos. He did not bring a sack and a knife in order to make Mila. Now with Shabbos, the mitzvah yemashmini, lo yivienu b'Shabbos, so you're not allowed to bring it in Shabbos. Va'afilu b'mokim she'ein boi elo iser derabonam. That means in order to carry this sakin, there's a kalmelis. It's a chotzer sheinim urevis. It's only a derabon and the kedin. And it's a mitzvah of mila d'araisa. Aval pikein. Shemidu chachomim divreim b'mokim koris. The Chazal said, you will not be mechalo Shabbos with an iser derabon in order to make mila. This should have been done before Shabbos. It wasn't done. Forget about it. So you don't make milas yom hashmini. It's not toiche Shabbos.
If there's an erev, there's no
shaila. It's a good erev. But al kaponim, if there's no, we're talking about there's no erev. Shalim. So afilu it's a chotzer she'ina mu'revis. That means they did not make an eruvi chatzeres one with another. Afilu, there's no eruvi chatzeres, so it's also not allowed to carry. No, you can't do anything. To tell a guy to do something, our hands are tied. It's Yom HaShemini. To tell a guy. So now it depends. Imu dovo shima so Yisrael ain by Yisrael midarabonam. That means if the whole Chilul Shabbos is only a Chilul Shabbos midarabonam. What does that mean? It's a Kalmelus. So now that means to carry, because I'm telling a goy, which is a miralakum, which is one darabonim, to tell them to carry the knife. To bring me the knife. The knife is not here. You have to bring me a knife. It's two darabonons. It's a shmus, the shmus, b'moke mitzvah. Oh, that's another parsha. I'm allowed to tell a guy, Shmus to Shmus b'moke mitzvah, to tell a guy to do a meloche de rabbonon, is in the moke mitzvah, and we're talking about mitzvah Shem HaShemini, it's not kosher. But he say, the imu dovo she'osu li'Yisrael ha'soyse min ha'toyre. But what if it's not a kalmelus de rabbonon? It's a rishus ha'rabim. So I'm telling the guy he should carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's only an Issa Darabonon. It's a Mir La'akum. But I'm telling a guy to do a Meloche D'Araisa. La'yoyma le'yene Yehudi La'soysoy. So the Mechaba holds. Just like I'm not allowed to do an Issa Darabonon to carry in the Carmelis, I'm not allowed to tell a goy to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. Both of them are also in the Rabbonim. The Amir La'akum is, I'm not doing anything, I'm just telling him to do it. So the Mechaba holds it also. What's with Mila B'yayim HaShemini? Forget about it. You're not allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. We have to know the priorities.
Why did you tell us about the previous?
Well, first, let's see what the Mechaba says. Then we'll try to talk about that. V'ayin la'el simin shin zayin. Now the Gemara says, just look before in simin shin zayin. So we'll see. The Gemara is saying something over here. But first, let's see the Mishnah Berurah till we come to the Gemara.
This is the case of TV.
Oh no, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about carrying the baby, carrying the knife. We'll talk about all these things. Ismael. Le'inyan tiltul ha'ismael achar hamilev. So before the Mishnah Berurah gets involved in what the Mechaber is speaking about, he speaks about a muktzah dikeshaila. What is the din after the mila? After the mila is one permitted to be metaltal the sakin. Now let's elaborate a little what the shaila is over here. There are different types of muktzeh. The most chomodike muktzeh is muktzeh machmas chesorin kis. That means that is a muktzeh that a person does not use it because it's too precious. I mean, he's not gonna, that's why he's very careful not to use it. Now, a sakin shel mila is a very expensive sakin. You know, if I want to eat an apple, I will b'shum oifen not use this sakin for an apple. It'll cut the apple very well, but the sakin won't last so long, and it's an expensive sakin. So this sakin is not used normally on Shabbos, machmas chesaron kis, because you're going to use it, it's going to get spoiled. So muktzeh machmas chesaron kis is the most chomodike muktzeh, and it's muktzeh. Now, we have over here this sakin We have in this second, let's talk about Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos. Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos, I have in this second. Now I'm going to question the owner of this second. Will you eat an apple with the second? Chas v'shalom. What are you talking about, an apple? It's going to ruin the second. Will you use it for any other use besides milah? No. No, for me, but I have a bris, the Shabbos. The Shabbos have a bris, we're going to use it to make a bris. So there's a machloikis apoiskin. Let us look Bein Hashmoshes Leil Shabbos. Is this considered mukse, yes or no? So since Bein Hashmoshes Leil Shabbos, there is no use for this sakin, because it's chasal and kisse. I won't use this sakin because it's very expensive, it's very delicate. I won't use this sakin. So Bein Hashmoshes Igadad in mukse. The whole Leil Shabbos, it's mukse. When it comes to the bris, just like the bris is doichi Shabbos, you mechalo Shabbos, you make blood, you cut off kola. So it's the bris. I'm allowed to use this mukse also. Chas v'shalom. No. So I make it's a bris decision tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm making it tomorrow by Yain. By Yain. It's the bris is Shabbos, not Friday. So Mamela, so it's considered there was mukse the whole Shabbos till the bris. Fine. After the bris, he finished the bris, he cut off the whole. After the bris, what is with the sakin? So there's a machlokes apoiskim. So the Mogen Avraham says, after the bris, it's mukse. You can't. There's a chazan of Mogen Avraham. It's mukse. That means it's weiter mukse. When the kolzman you're Isaac in the bris, you're Isaac in the bris. But after the bris, it's mukse. So the Mogen Avraham says a moir de kechumra, which is a pachad noir. So the Mogen Avraham says as follows: that by mukse there's a kule. Which not everyone agrees with this Mogen Avraham, that Mukse Machmes Chasor and Kis also, if I'm holding it in my hand, I'm allowed to carry it. It's allowed to put it down. But if I put it down already, forget about it. Fine. So then I can't move it. So now the Mogen Avraham is a tremendous problem. Let's say you have one moil. He made the mile, he cut off the ola. Now he's going to make the plie. In order, the plie takes with his fingernails, he takes off the membrane that's covering the gid, and that's plie. And now he has a knife. What does he do with the knife? So normally, every moil normally puts down the knife and makes the plie. You have to, time is of the essence. He puts down the knife. Fine. Mazel tov, everything's aleinik. Now, what do you do with the knife? You can leave it here. There's 500 guests over here and kids going around and the knife is in the middle of the table. So it's a big problem. And the Mogen Avraham says it's a shekelcha problem. So there's a kula, a murdika kula, which is a component that they bring down from the Le'erabe, that someone should stand next to the moil and let him give him, as soon as he finishes the mila, give him the knife. And that's considered, since he's taking it from me, I didn't put it down. So it's considered like I'm still holding it. I have another hand. He's my right-hand man. So he takes the knife and he puts it away in the mokim mishuma. That is what he does, which is a big chiddush. Others hold by mukse, just appreciate the chiddush. Others hold by mukse, if I have it in my right hand, I'm not allowed to put it in my left hand. It's the holding it right hand. It's finished. Not to put in another hand.
You're jeopardizing the safety or the value of the item that it can be used.
No, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. It's made from kosher. So this is so others say it's mukseh. Others say it's not called mukseh because I use it to Shabbos. I don't use it for apples. I'm using it for bliss. So it lost the chivas of mukseh. It's only meant to be used to Shabbos. So it's not called mukseh. Yeah, but that is true. But usually, if there'd be a second bris, you would know about it before. And usually, they don't come. They explain the difference between a shayfer and a shayfer is also mukse machmas chesor and kis. But a shayfer is not called mukse because that's a shir nikedah. Someone didn't hear the tkiyah, so come over to you, some over him again. So a shayfer is not maksedah from the shimush of this shayfa. By the sakin shalmila, it's not so bullshit. Yeah. And others are makel over the yebed. What happens? He put it down and the finish. He put it down. There was no one there, and now there's 20 kids there. And so others are made cool to be seimach that you can put it away in the makim yishuma seimach on the place can hold. It's not called muktzah masmas chesal and kis. It was put down and there's a chas shami yigonev shami yishaber. So there are mekilim, but since this is muktzah, so others say. There's a machlokes, there's a minig that the Abi HaBen takes the sakin and gives it to the moyel that he's making a shliach and he gives them the sakin. So there's a machlokes of this should be done in Shabbos. Others say, since it's mukse machzor and kis, the better not give it to others. I make all, they say they're allowed to do it.
But what if you want the first thing? It's like what you do.
No, there's a seder. When I want to make him my shliach to make the milah. No, so there's a seder. He gives me the sack and I give it back to him. And there's some sort of shivis in this Indian, even though it's his sakin. But there's some sort of a chashivis al kaponim. The others say you shouldn't do this on Shabbos. Others say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Ola is also mukta, but till he puts it down, that there's a minute to put down the Ola in the Ofer, till he puts it down in the Ofer, he's not maksedatze mimeno. And others say there's a skula, if everyone watches a moil, he turns the Ola inside out.
Yeah.
What? Not really, no, the Ola empty, he cuts the Ola, he turns it inside out. This is a skula for the Mlad. So others say he's allowed to do this in Shabbos. He's still oisik and the Mila is allowed to turn it inside out. Okay. Al Kaponim, that's before the Mechaba. Oimer Leini Yehudi Vaiseyu. So the Mechaba said, listen, Ayid is not allowed to be metaltalist. But if the whole tiltul is a tiltul derabonam, so he tells a goy and a goy should carry it. What is the heter? The shvus b'moke mitzvah v'shori. K'delel b'simen shin zayin sifei. U'mikon boke. So if I don't have a knife, I tell the goy, please bring the knife. Umikom okim also lohobi hatinik to take the child the basic nexus then a chotzer shayne morebis afuwa de any yehudi. The Yechoylem Lamoyloi Bebeisei. Anudin. Someone, there's an Indian taka to make a bris in a shul, a mokim kodesh. There's a big Indian. And there's another Indian. I have a small apartment. How many people can fit into to my apartment? I want 50 people to be by the bris in my apartment, but more than 12 people over in the Scrim Committee. So one is take the child and bring him to shul. Shabbos, I am a goy. I'll tell the goy. And it's only a darabonon. So he brings down the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram says, Shmus, the Shmus is muta b'mokim mitzvah. You don't have a sakin. That's a mitzvah. To bring the child to shul. That's not called a mokim mitzvah. I'm sorry. You make it in your house. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. So the Mogen Avraham says, what if it's very cold? There's a storm outside. So what happens with your 50 guests of a balloon? You're not going to take out the child in the storm. Chas v'shalom can get pneumonia. So what do? You make the bris in the house. So that's his gefelech. So that is not considered a mitzvah that we will permit you to tell a goy to carry the child. But it's also not poshut. But later, after the bris and sichanat, because then he's not a chayin, but then he's a choyla. He says, I want to have a lot of people. I want it to be in the shul. The knife is in the shul. So now, you need a guy to carry something. So let me ready carry the ingle to the shul. So he says, Muta aide any Yehudi, given the lack of Rishus Aram. We're talking about there's no Rishus Aram. So we're talking about the Rabbana here. I have to do it. This is a mitzvah. The knife is in the shul, and the child is in the house. Oh, me, come back in. It's better to bring the knife to the house than to bring the child to the shul. Why? You'll have to carry double. You make the bris over there, and then you have to bring it back to the mother. So you'll have to tell the goy twice to carry. If you tell the goy to bring the knife to the house, so finish. So there was one achilu Shabbos, a shmus v'shmus, a derabonam. Then, so that is permissible. So that is preferable. That means, if you have the knife in the house and the tinnik is in the house and you'd love to make it in the shul, forget about it. You make it in the house because this is not considered a true mitzvah to make the bris in the shul. It's bigger, it's holier. You make it in the house. But if there is a problem, the knife now is in the shul, the baby's in the house, and you have and you're permitted, and there's not an emissary Rishus Harabim, to mail. It's only a calmless rabbonim. So then it is preferable to tell the goy to bring the knife to the house, because then you have only one chilul Shabbos. But if you'll tell the goy to bring the take the child to the shul, then you'll have to take him back to his mother. So there's two chilul Shabbos.
On the way back, he's healthy.
It doesn't work like that. If you can avoid it, you avoid it. That's better. But to tell the guy to carry in the Rishus Aram, that you shouldn't tell him. The gama mirili yeni yehudi bedover shosim in the Torah bekishar shvus. The midu chachomim devrayim chenal. Chazal were not matter one iser the rabbonon b'mokim mitzvah smile. So memele. So if you ever reshus a rab, forget about it. That is the shikas hamachaba. So the soul had to. To tell a goy is dafke if the goy is carrying in a kamalis and a mokim that the Israel haitzah is only at the rabbonon, and then that is muta shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah. Now the Ramah said va'ayin la'el simin shin zayin. Now come on, the Ramah says yeah that's shintes amachaba va'ayin la'el simin shin zayin. Now, what does it say? The Shom Hevi Remo. The Remo brings down Ashitas Bal Haiter, a Mirdike Kula. The Yesh Mekilim Afilu Bimeloche Di Araise Loima Leini Yehudi Bimokim Mitzvah. A Mirdike Zach. This Ashitas Baal Ha'itel. And the Baal Ha'itel said that, let's say I am a Suda Shabbos and it's dark, so I call in a goy, he should light candles for me. The Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah, so I'm allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha de reise, let's say it's mitzvah. This is the Shitas Baal Ha'ito. Va'af. Now, the Gemara brings down this Baal Ha'ito. So, va'af the Roiv Hoiskim Chilkim al Svarazu. This is Adas Yochid. The Baal Ha'ito holds like that. For Roiv Hoiskim all this is also. We don't rely on the Baal Ha'ito. For Ike Kedivrayim. And we paskin like them. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha deraisim. Chamoyshe kosov besimin reishayin vov. Mikol mokayim. Le'inyin mile. Now, mile is doyche Shabbos. Mile is not a poshte zach. Hameko al devrayim. Mesoymach al devrayim.
The Svardim have nothing what to do. The Machaber said it's also finished. Forget about it.
But the Ramah said, there's a Shittis Balaita, and we're in a pinch. And so Shaila of Mila de Reise, and there's no other Eitzel. One can rely on the Baal Ha'itel. That is when we're doing. So let me just tell you something. The Bir Aloha brings down, we're talking about to tell a guy, let's forget about carrying a knife. We're talking about to tell a guy to fix a sakin. The sakin is nitkam. We tell the guy to fix it. He has to do a malacha to fix it. But if it's Yom HaShmini, we can, according to the Ramah, we can rely on the Baal Ha'itel and tell him to do this. But he brings down a Mirdei Ketshuvos Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says as follows. I have my moil, and then his sakin became this nitzkam. But there's another moil. I want this moil. They're fine, you want to smile. There's another male also. It's another male. He has no problems. He has a good sakin. I want to smile, so I'll tell a guy to do a malach in the ice. I'll complain him. So that the other male says, if you want me for a male, it's good. If you want it, forget about it. I'll confront him, then there's no head trip. There's another male, there's no head trip. But like this, the Mogen Avraham says one can be Seimech and the Baal Ha'itel when one is in a pinch. That means when it comes to carrying, so other person won't be, don't have an emissary shusarabim. So then the emissary shusarabim, so could be a fuller. So there's another tzad to be makel, and then we could be makel. Steve Zion. Loi hoyo loi kamoin shochuk me erim Shabbos. Now, this kamoin was a type of a powder, was a medical powder that they used to, and was very essential that to put over the mila after the mila to stop some bleeding and to ensure that that it will start healing. Loi hoyo loi kamein shochik me'erev Shabbos, loi yishchokeno. Don't grind it in Shabbos. Ela loyes b'shinov. He's permitted to chew up this kamein, and he'll make it into some sort of a paste, at least grinding it in some way, and that he's going to put on the milim. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Kamein shochuk v'adayin hu koidem hamila. We're talking about before the bris. Achemoyshe yisboil. Lo yishchakeno. So it's before the bris, and they forgot to grind this kamein. So don't grind it. The machshire mila ain doichem eser Shabbos. It's not doiche Shabbos. What if he can't chew it for some reason? The only way you can use this powder is by grinding it. So you won't make the noise. I'm sorry. Not only is he not permitted to do a melacha deraisa before the bris, ela afilu lahavi kamein derech movi sheinei mishutav nami yosef, afilu to carry it in a movi sheinei mishutav, which the whole issa, they did not make shitufei mevois, and the whole issa is only at the rabbonim, so shusayochid, but didn't make shitufei mevois. So he's also not allowed to carry it. So this we were makel. We said you're allowed to chew it. That's it. The wamata was a shini. But besides that, we weren't mat anything. He'll be an oibachochem. He'll say, no, listen, I hear what you're saying, Rabbi, he's not allowed to do. Fine, no problem. I'm going to make the bris. Fine. Now, after the bris, you know what, if you don't do it, it's a kunz nevoshes. No, so now I'll go and grind it. So he shouldn't do that. V'chein lo yoyma omo lo yisoy ilchishitayich ache kach l'sam amonim mishum sakon ha'eshoy. No, b'kuch nefesh doiches ha'shabes. He's not allowed to do it. The kivin the achshav yedaya. Now he knows she am shaloi belay samamoni machamile. If he's an elachiyid and he asks the rov, what should I do? So mutav. So the rov tells him, listen, you don't have this. You don't have this ground kamein. So forget about it. Mutav tidocha amile. He shouldn't come to Chilu Shabbos. Kivin shahoya emshel lahochen li esmel. But v'da dimnis vadaloi la'acher amila she'ein loy kamein. What happens? He was under the impression everything is prepared. He has this ground powder. He has everything. They made the bris, mazel tov, bring the kamein. Oyvei! Now he finds out that he doesn't have this kamein. So now it's a new story. V'vadei mutal lohovi avdech shusaram v'lishchok. Now it's a kunas nevoshes. That means when he made the bris, he was under the impression he's doing everything right, he has prepared everything. Now we found out that he doesn't have this coming. So, No, you do ask a shaila. If you found out before, you don't make the bris. That's what Rabbi Yisrael wants. Don't be an oibah chochem. But if he was on depression, he had it, and then later they made the bris, then it's because nefashis. Or mi kol mokim. Im amshilo lishanis b'cholze. Good. It's the bris is done. Now they need it. We could anyway make a shinui. He should make a shinui. If any way you can make a shini, please do a shini. Now the mechaber says further. Now there was a refuah that they used to put after the bris, they used to mix up wine and oil together, they used to beat it together before Shabbos, and this was merape, the chabura of the milev. Now, imlay erev, that was a normal procedure. Imlay erev me esmel yayin v'shemen litin olel. He did not mix up together wine and oil. He didn't do it. Loy ya'arveim hayoyim. So don't do it now. Elo yintein kol echod levadoin. So this is an iser de rabbonon. Chazal asked to not to stir together two yayin v'shemen. The Tiferes Yisrael seems to say when you start stirring things, it looks like you want to put it in the pot, you want to cook it. Al kaponim chazal asked it mi de rabbonon. So now if you did not mix it up before Shabbos, lo ya'alveim. Don't mix it up now. El yitin kol echad levadai. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Lo ya'alveim elo perish. The osa la'alveim bikora. Now in Shabbos, you're not allowed to stir it up together. El noisnim zeb ifnei atzmoi al mokim hamakim zeb ifnei atzmoi al mokim hamakim. You don't mix it up. You don't stir it together. Well, first you pour a little wine, then you pour a little shemen. So you do it. So it's not so sophisticated. It's not so good, but this is what you should do. That's one pshat. Lo ya'arvein, and you should put each el yitin kol echod levadai. There's a second pshat. Vo'oyd yesh leforish, de tovayu b'korim. We're speaking about to put it into a bowl, into a plate. That you should not mix it up in the bowl. No, Ella denoisim zebus ne atzmoi, v'loi ya'avim biyodayim. No, put the oil in the bowl, put the shemen and put the wine in the bowl, and don't mix it up. Whatever gets mixed up by itself, elam yisavu yisavu. If they'll mix by themselves, that's permissible. V'ayim biraloch. So the stoop shot in what lo ya'avim. Means either you should put on the make yayin separately and shemen separately, or you could put both together in one bowl, but you should not stir it up. Kolechod levadoi, kosav meishoisim delishar choylim, nami osel arein. This is a refuim, and for other choylim also, one is not permitted to mix it up. There's an iser darabonan to do this. Vayim bebir aloche, daidei shinui lekulei al meshori. If you make a shinui in this erev, so then this is, someone's talking about a chaylish and offal lemishkov, and you're doing an iser darabonan al yidei shinui, so this is mutam.
Just to get
all the signed.
But after the list, we don't have the cannons.
Yeah.
The underground is going to be good.
Yeah.
So we said we can try to go if we go to Lasso. They want to kill us.
That's right. If you have a gun. If you have a gun. You're right.